Ah, yes.
And I've got another question about soul. It goes back to Krishna Mukha.
Yeah.
That's about it. So, whether the super soul really is.
The super soul accompanies the soul as long as he's within the material world, and in the spiritual world, the soul is directly with Krishna. So there's and the soul is the body. The body that develops is fully spiritual. The body is not different from the soul. So in the spiritual world, there's not that the soul is within a body and the super soul is with the soul, but the soul is the body and the super soul, Krishna, is directly perceived all the time.
So we've heard.
And the body in the spiritual world doesn't have a soul because the body in the spiritual world is the soul. Soul and body are non-different. It's not temporary. Difficult to understand? Of course it's difficult to understand because we have lost our experience of that.
Spiritual form.
That's right, we have a spiritual form. That is correct. How long have you been coming?
10 years.
10 years. You just learned this, that we have a spiritual form in the spiritual world? You didn't hear that before?
It was because her daughter asked the question. So again, it's
the soul hair shape she asked.
Sure. Otherwise, we're all, what's the idea? We're all Mayavadis. We all merge into oneness. That's not correct.
So just now within us, soul is there. Does it have
a No, shape? The soul is not within you. You are not the body. That's Maya to think. I am the body and the soul is within me. We're only thinking like that because we're in Maya. I am not the body, I am the soul. I am covered by material consciousness and by this material body, but I am not the body. It's not that the soul is within me. If we think the soul is within me, that's illusion. I am the soul, which is presently covered by the illusory conception of the body as the self. In this material world, the soul's form is not manifest, and the soul is described as being 1/10,000th size the tip of a hair. That form manifests when we go to the spiritual world.
Just now, it is in which form?
That's why I said it's unmanifest. It's described as being 1/10,000th size the tip of a hair. So not manifest. Or Sukshma, it's described as. Jiva Sukshma Swarupo Yam Sankhya Tito Hichit Kanaha. Chitkana means a particle of spirit. Unlimited spirit soul, Sankhya Tita, uncountable, innumerable. Shall we just finish this and then we'll discuss that? I hope we may be finished with this.
How to take the pain to
Krishna
consciousness?
How to take the pain?
Trials and
trouble. You know this verse? Do you know that verse? Srila Prabhupada writes that this verse should be the guide of all devotees. So after 10 years, you should know what it is. Tatenu kampansu samikshamano. Let me give you the reference to this. Yeah, okay. If you look in Nectar Devotion, chapter 10, under the heading "Expecting the Lord's Mercy," you will get the answer to your question. Did you read the Nectar of Devotion? Yeah, so it's time to read it again. This statement of Srimad Bhagavatam should be the guide of all devotees. A devotee should not expect immediate relief from the reactions of his past misdeeds, etc. We leave it. Let me finish speaking, then I'll take this. If we read Prabhupada's books regularly, we'll get the answers to all our questions. But I find devotees are not reading. They're not serious about reading. So read. Don't just be sentimental. Ah, then? Alright. Hare Krishna.